Loyalist Township Council approved additional funding to complete the construction of the W.J. Henderson Community Center Renewal Project. Staff's report presented an updated business case for the construction and operation of the center. The report reflected a variance of over $500,000 since staff's first estimates were presented to council in November 2023. Engineering and Environment Manager with the Township, Luke McDonald, talks about the original business case staff presented in 2023.
Back in November 2023, staff brought forward the validation report, which outlined the scope of the WJ project, as well as the business case, which presented the financing and operational costs for the project and future operations of the facility. Included in that business case were a number of assumptions made about both expenses that would be incurred as well as funding that would be secured or not.
Treasurer and Director of Finance with the Township, David Clazy, breaks down the remaining costs and how it may affect the Township's tax rate in the future.
Since the validation report was done, Council's received the Township's asset management plan. The revised amount for yearly amount or impact to the operating budget is $737,000. The good news is that of that $737,000, we actually built in $479,000 of that in the 2026 operating budget. So we started to build in some of the amount for the debt repayment. And we also built in a fair-sized chunk of the staffing costs because we've already budgeted for at least a half a year of operations for the facility. So there is a significant portion of that already built in. In addition, we'll have the $180,000 of revenue on top of that coming in for the sponsorship revenue. So that really only leaves about $78,000, $79,000 left to build in. They're potentially built into the tax rate in 27, which results in about a third of a percent tax increase.
Manager of Recreation, Parks and Facilities with the Township, Matthew Sobalski, explains one of the larger variances in the report.
Total staffing is projected in the revised report for 2027 compared to the previous report, outlining an increase to our staffing model at $535,000. Where that increase does show up is $12,000 for our administrative capacities and areas versus 2026 validation. For arena capacities and areas, there is a variance or an increase of $223,000 versus 2026 validation. And in our aquatics, we do have a variance of $299,000 for current projections versus validation.
Sobalski went on to detail new staffing requirements in the Aquatic Center.
Aquatics does drive most of this variance. So our updated 2027 operating model does reflect some staffing needs that are required to safely run a two-pool aquatic center. Majority of these needs are based in lifeguard and instructor coverage, supervision across two pools for simultaneous programs, as well as operational backfill for training and stat holiday dates.
McDonald speaks about one of the positive variances in the report.
The Community Sport and Recreation Infrastructure Fund provided by the Province of Ontario was not initially projected in the original validation report, but the staff has secured the approximately $9.2 million that is included there. So obviously that's a large change for the better to the township. So that was excellent news.
McDonald noted the future of the center.
At the end of the day, the facility is going to be a beautiful facility. I think everyone is very proud of what's being done, and it should be reflected in the final project outcomes.
Councillor Paul Broderick spoke about the importance of the variances.
We've all had housework done and you find the surprise behind the drywall. And when you do a project like this, it's a little bigger than a little surprise behind the drywall, but I know staff work to keep that as low as possible.
Councillor Mike Buderick showed his support for the project.
Traveling around to different communities to see facilities that other municipalities have, this is one to be proud of considering its age and the work that has gone into it to keep it what it is.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke about the future of the W.J. Henderson Community Center.
We are taking on a significant project for a township this size. We are succeeding. We have run into a few extras, but we're going to complete it. We're going to be able to enjoy it. And I'm thankful that the next generation will be able to enjoy it just like we have when our forefathers originally built the project.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.